Hey, dude.
Wally.
What's up, Wally?
Wally.
Last time I seen Wally was at Dracula's house.
And who? At whose house?
In the bathroom.
House?
You know, at Dracula's house.
Dracula?
Yeah, when me and Dogger went to Dracula's house for Halloween.
You did?
Get in the corner, we did. All right, what's up, people? My name is Yuck. And I got my boy with me, Ike. Nasty, and we are back.
I prefer just Ike now.
Oh, it's just Ike now. You lost the Nasty. He's like, I don't want to be associated with my father at all.
It's not in this episode.
It's not in this episode. All right, then it's just what Ike. What? What's your last name?
Ike.
All right, just Ike. Okay, you guys heard it. You heard it first. Heard it loud and clear. It's Ike. It's a WWE Family Podcast. Yes, we've been gone for a while, but now we're back. Yep.
Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman. Last time we did a podcast, it was before WrestleMania. Lots have happened since WrestleMania, huh?
No, it was actually. Hold on, let me think.
It was before WrestleMania.
No, it was after WrestleMania because we did one with somebody else, and then we just did one with you and me.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, lots happened since WrestleMania. Okay,
yeah.
We knew what's his face was gonna win the WWE title.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Cena. We knew he was gonna take it from The Rock. I thought CM Punk was going to beat The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And that sucked.
I thought Undertaker was gonna beat CM Punk, and I was right.
Yeah, he was right. So CM Punk is on vacation right now, and
yeah, The Undertaker, I'm surprised he loses one match and he has to come back.
Well, yeah, it's his vacation time.
So it doesn't matter.
He's in the Caribbean, sipping margaritas with little señoritas.
It doesn't matter.
He's probably in Chicago.
Triple H never took one.
Triple H, he's always gone. He just wrestled on Raw for the first time in 3 years and almost passed out at the end, remember?
No.
Yo.
Well, in the real match, except not in a real match, that's true. Because he took Brock Lesnar was, they were fighting once before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much a match without a referee and without the bell ringing, without somebody wearing their uniform.
Were they naked?
No.
That's good.
They said stuff over their body.
Unless it's AJ.
Oh,
I love AJ.
AJ,
be my girlfriend.
Never.
Oh, come here.
You have to deserve one.
I don't deserve AJ. Not her crazy butt.
Yep.
All right, so let's kick it off. This show, before we go, is sponsored by Tater Thoughts, the podcast called Tater Thoughts by our boy, I Love Tater Tots. Give a shout out to Taters, Isaac.
Boo!
Tater Thoughts. Go check him out on iTunes. He's a big wrestling fan. He talks a lot about wrestling, and he is a big supporter of the first thing we're going to get into. Are you ready? Like this.
I don't.
I do.
Rollins.
I do. Reigns.
And they are the WWE Tag Team Champions.
Oh, they beat Hell No.
Yep.
Hell No. They beat Team Hell No.
I'm Dean Ambrose, and I am the United States Champion.
Yep.
Last night at Extreme Rules, the Shield brought power back to these titles.
Yep, they did. What do you think, Isaac?
Kofi Kingston,
I think they're good enough, so I think they still suck.
No else did believe The Rock. And we are the reason The Rock lost the WWE title at WrestleMania.
Because they injured him. Undertaker,
we broke
too.
Him down so bad,
that's the same thing. They were going
to
bring Undertaker back for a few.
The Undertaker didn't believe. And now the dead man's resting in peace. You'll never see him again.
Yeah. Undertaker was supposed to come back to Raw because CM Punk was going to be gone for a while, right?
Yeah.
And he only came back for that one or two matches or whatever that they had with the Shield.
He went after John Cena. And the real reason John Cena got carted off in an ambulance last night, well, that's the Shield. The Shield did that.
I like Ambrose. I like Ambrose and Rollins.
They put him in a thing? From the ambulance?
Oh, just wait till we get to that far.
I can't wait.
Arm of justice.
Yep.
What justice? He gets put in a thing?
Well, so there's the Shield.
Have fun.
Bobby. Get down off of there, Bobby. Bobby.
Just be ready to catch stuff.
Bobby.
Hey.
Get down.
Knock the pitcher down. See if I can catch it, Bobby.
Get down.
Knock it down.
Oops.
Fine.
I knocked him down.
And all of you.
Now you did.
You can see what a cohesive unit looks like.
All right. So, back to the WWE talk. Since the cat disappeared. I like Rollins and I like Ambrose. The big guy, he's kind of cool. But I'm not into all these guys talking like this and stuff. You know, and that's one thing. He does pretty well. Right?
No, they know something really funny.
What's that?
Bobby in a Shield costume and they're running around the house and facing Ricky as Rey Mysterio.
Put a Rey Mysterio mask on.
And Tia as John Cena.
Tio runs away a lot.
And Ollie as Brodus Clay.
Yeah, she does got a gut like Brodus Clay, doesn't she?
And Brodus Clay never fights. He just runs away usually.
Yeah.
No, how about Tenzai? I can be Tenzai.
Yeah, I just started following him on Twitter.
He's pretty cool.
All right, so anyways, back to the Shield. They broke down Team Hell No. Kofi Kingston lost another belt, like always. He never has a belt for longer than a couple weeks. And what happened? Daniel Bryan went crazy, right? He started going nuts.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the weakest link.
He didn't understand Undertaker because he was in China State that he was a weak link. Except he wouldn't listen to him.
He went crazy. Daniel Bryan went crazy and went into a match with who? Jack Swagger on SmackDown this past couple days ago, and he kicked the crap out of him. Remember, he was going nuts, and
he kept putting him in the no lock. He could have killed that kid.
Yep, and then this is the fallout. We're gonna play the fallout from after the match where Undertaker even tried to get off of him, and he flipped out on him, or take him off of Jack Swagger.
Cool, Undertaker.
This is after the match is already over. Oh, no. This is what, when he taps.
Swagger trying to make it the bottom rope. No lock by Daniel Bryan's in. What's Swagger getting? Taps. He taps Daniel Bryan with a win.
I like Daniel Bryan.
Look at him.
Look, he's going nuts.
On Monday night, he said he didn't feel right without the tag team gold around his waist. What's Bryan going to do here? He's going back for the no lock again. Daniel Bryan is snapped.
Get off him. The Kane's taking him off of him. Now he's getting mad at him. Look at him. Look at him. What'd you do that for? All right, he's back up.
Daniel, excuse
fallout.
Me. Very aggressive on your part after your match with Jack Swagger. Can you explain your actions?
Very aggressive. What do you want me? He was fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. You want me to baby him? Is that what you want me to do? You want me to baby guys? You want me to go out there and just treat them all light and treat them gentle? Be real kind to them. Is that what you want from me? No, because doing it that way gave me the reputation amongst everybody as being the weak link in Team Hell No. You think Kane? You think Kane thinks I'm the weak link after that? You know what? Now I think about it, he still might. He still might think I'm the weak link. I gotta do more. I have to do more. That wasn't enough.
Uh-oh.
That was not enough! Okay? I'm gonna be more intense than anybody you've ever seen! Okay, because I have to prove to Kane, I have to prove to these people, I have to prove to everybody in the WWE that I am not the weak link!
Break the camera.
Get out of my face. And there he goes. So that was a good match. He really kicked the crap out of Jack Swagger, and I like seeing Daniel Bryan going crazy like that because he is a much better wrestler than a lot of these people, period. What do you think about that, son?
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen after that? Daniel Bryan's going to go beat up some more people and pay back? You think him and Kane will have a match?
No, I think he's going to go to tough people like Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, like a Triple H, all those crazy strong people. Just go on a match with them, and then he's just going to win. And then Kane's going to want to fight, and then Daniel Bryan's going to lose.
No, Daniel Bryan's going to whoop Kane.
No, hey, just man, listen. Kane, just listen.
You got the floor.
Kane fights him, he wins, and then look. Then he turns weak again, he does it all over. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, I know. They gotta make some kind of storyline. Some. All right, let's go back to Extreme Rules 2 weeks ago.
Ooh. Okay.
And John Cena match was an awesome match. They fought all over the floor. They went from over here down by the sound guys, throwing computers around. Ryback ripped off a piece of the wall and smashed Cena with it. Cena got a fire hydrant. Fire extinguisher.
Not bad.
And he was chasing Ryback with it, and he was blowing it in his face. And that's how they ended up right on the stage, right here. And we'll show you what happened after that. John Cena, he's like, forget this, man. He doesn't think Ryback's getting up. Remember, last man standing.
Is Cena going to retain the championship here? John Cena can't believe Ryback
got up.
Back to his feet. Cena couldn't believe it.
Look, he's going to go. He's going to throw him off. He's going to throw him off the stage.
He won't get up from this. Is he over for the AA on the stage?
Oh.
Now Ryback. Oh, my God.
Right through the freaking. You see that?
That's gonna hurt because you're going through all that electricity. That's just probably gonna shock you.
And he broke it.
And they give you like a little shock, and then bam!
Look at the whole crowd is quiet, even the commentators.
Watch this.
Yep, there he goes again for the replay. Picks him up.
That's going to hurt because he's landing right on top of a metal thing.
Yeah, you don't know what's behind there. There's no cameras back there yet. Nobody. Look at how they just fell. You see, there wasn't nothing there. They just both went down. That's crazy. We'll keep playing it a little more. That was a good match, huh?
I don't know. I never seen it. Saw it.
I got on a TV. I recorded Extreme Rules on the DVR. So look, this is how they landed.
Yeah. They he lands the hard way. John Cena goes to the hospital. No. He goes to the hospital and then he fights it.
Yeah, then he fights out of being put in an ambulance.
Ryback just goes in the ambulance and stays in it.
Yep, so So the next night, that's when Ryback brought in the ambulance the next night on Raw, and he did the same, and he beat up Zack Ryder and threw him in the back. So he proposed a fight for Cena at Payback. That's the next pay-per-view. It's in June.
I don't recall Payback as an event.
I don't know, but that's what it is. I think this is the first year for it, too. So Ryback walks away. John Cena gets carried away. So that's why Ryback was like, no last man standing, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he brought the ambulance in and he proposed the next match. We'll find out Monday what happens. All right, one more thing before we go. Triple H. Remember what happened to him? He got his butt kicked at Extreme Rules,
and then he tries to fight this guy, and I don't remember his name is.
Curtis Axel,
and he doesn't even breathe. He was almost getting knocked out.
Yeah, he almost got knocked out.
And I serve as your humble visionary known around the world.
So this is the new guy. He used to be Drew McIntyre. Now he's... Now he's Curtis Axel.
Drew McIntyre, nuh-uh.
That used to be Drew McIntyre, yeah.
No, he was.
So all they do is talk crap about beating up Triple H.
Yep.
So that's all they do. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night on Raw as far as Triple H? Do you think he's going to finally retire or...
Triple H is going to fight Curtis Axel, and then he's going to retire. And he's going to whoop his butt, and he's going to retire because it was a tie match.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to whoop his butt.
Paul Heyman and the most exclusive manager, agent,
I thought they were going to... When he said he had a new client, I thought it was going to be Ryback or John Cena. That would have been something, huh?
I thought it was going to be Kane. I thought it was going to be Undertaker because it was gone so long.
Imagine if John Cena turned heel and Paul Heyman was his manager. Oh, my God. That would be pretty crazy. They should have did that with Cena when CM Punk was the champion. Had Cena turn heel instead of having Punk turn back heel. Yeah.
It's pretty funny because if John Cena was, did have Paul Heyman as a manager, it would be funny because everybody would be booing him. When he used to get cheers, now nobody would cheer him anymore besides the heel people.
Yeah. Besides the heel people. Ooh, yeah. So that's it. Isaac's falling asleep. We're going to head out of here. We're going to do this more often now. We have the actual time. All the equipment's up and running. And once again, check out Tater Thoughts on iTunes. Isaac.
Yeah.
You guys want to say anything else?
Sleep well.
Sleep well, people.
In England.
In England.
Sleep well.
Sleep well. You damn British. We're going to leave you with Brock Lesnar, Triple H match from Extreme Rules. All right? Follow us on Twitter at Yuck Nasty, at Iron Man Isaac. Yeah.
And that's a big blemish.
And look out! From behind!
WWE family!
That could be over the top or through the door. If you escape, both feet must hit the floor.
Well, it was my own opinion that the Walrus and Brock Lesnar has pushed every one of the game's buttons
And like I said, I think he's going to pay the price, and he's paying it right now.
Think about everything Lesnar's done. Breaking Triple H's arm. Breaking the arm of his best friend, Shawn Michaels. Sending his father-in-law, the straight man, to the hospital for a hip replacement.
The insults to the game's wife, their family, and then the attack on the Triple H office. Oh!
Yeah, this guy's a fighting machine. You look at what Brock did with Frank Mir. He loses by making a stupid mistake in his second fight. He comes back and he beats Frank Mir, retains the championship. This Brock learns from every fight. He is a fighting machine.
Yeah, but it may not matter. Triple H with the upper hand since he get going this matchup. Looking for the
pedigree.
Trying to put Lesnar away early. And there's Lesnar with a counter as Triple H bounces off the steel.
The world is watching. We see UFC Hall of Famer Matt Hughes right behind us. His day, the greatest pound-for-pound fighter in the world, right here to back up Brock Lesnar.
Look at this beast. A sick smile on his face after that initial onslaught by Triple H. And all it brought from Lesnar was a smile.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves the pain. He loves beating people up. He likes getting beaten up himself.
Lesnar is the perfect fighting machine.
He's merciless.
I think there's no doubt that Lesnar has an abnormal tolerance for pain.
Brock Lesnar said at one point that he cares only about domination.
The greatest thing you said there, King, was abnormal, because Brock is certainly that. This is not a normal human being. This is as close to a beast as you can absolutely get.
He's 6'3", 266 pounds.
Grief, and look at the ease he's throwing Triple H across the ring, over the rope, and into that steel cage.
He was at the top, the youngest WWE champion. His third fight, he beat Randy Couture, the legend, to win the UFC championship. This guy has accomplished everything he's
done. Looks like a slab of granite.
And it's not just what he looks like.
It's what he can do. Look at this feet, guys. He is tossing Triple H all over the ring.
How many times has he done that? Just send the game sailing all the way across the ring, over the ropes, into that steel cage.
13-time world champion Triple H. Right now, he is being beaten alive by Brock Lesnar.
We heard the game last week himself talk about what this steel cage can do to a human body. It can rip your flesh. It can break the bones. Whoa!
Lesnar bounced off the steel post. Great counter by Hunter. And here comes Triple H.
Big right hands landing. I don't know how much effect they're having on this beast.
Triple H, he said, honed his craft inside the steel confines of the cage. Who'll ever forget Hell in a Cell a decade ago when he retired Mick Foley? And then a German suplex. What a throw by Lesnar. Wait, pops those hips and releases Triple H.
Blades went down hard.
Lesnar won that 2000 NCAA championship on pure strength.
Look at this, another
this
smile.
This guy is an animal.
He may have just lost a tooth, and he's laughing about it. He just doesn't care, does he, JBL?
If this isn't beast mode, I don't know what is. No, he doesn't care, King.
Right when he called Lesnar ruthless, raw, uncensored, and extreme.
Speaking of Heyman, has he recovered? Oh, yeah, there he is.
It's a new dimension. It's a new definition to cold-blooded. This Brock Lesnar. He knows beating the 13-time world champion Triple H in a cage solidifies his spot in history.
I'm not sure he even cares about that. I think maybe what he might just like is he enjoys being in a fight.
Oh, exactly. And there's nothing more than he would, you know, he would love to, maybe the arm again, maybe a leg. You know that he would love to break
another bone in the game.
Lesnar, oh, knee first. And Brock Lesnar.
That could have done some serious damage right there, guys.
Could have hurt his knee.
Oh, my knee.
Hear him there?
Yeah. He's complaining to the walrus. What's he gonna do about it?
Call my knee, and now Triple H can go into game mode. Don't think Triple H doesn't realize that Lesnar tweaked the knee. But Brock Lesnar, literally, even on the bump
leg,
I know, but he was able to carry Triple H across the ring.
My knee.
Heyman realizes it too.
My knee.
How about it, Brock?
Ah.
How about it? Here's how he originally did it right here. Ooh. I think Brock may have blown his knee completely out. No smile now. That's what happens in the gym. He realizes it. He sees it. And I think...
Look at Triple H now targeting the way.
Yeah. I think Paul Heyman can see it slipping away as well.
Stop, he's hurt! Heyman screaming, stop, he's hurt.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Skull off the knee.
Look how bad he's hurt. He gets hit in the mouth with that knee from Triple H, and he goes back to grab his leg. That leg is hurt bad.
I can never remember Lesnar screaming out in pain like he just did.
Could be torn ligaments. Could be anything. I mean, like I said, he could be completely gone.
Triple H went for the pedigree. Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. Triple H, your arm. We're going to break the arm again. What's Triple H gonna do here?
Oh,
the Kimura's in, and if Triple H taps here, it's over. Rick back to the injured leg. This may be Triple H's only hope. Kimura's still locked in by Brock Lesnar.
It is his only hope.
No more.
Triple H knows that too. The game able to. The beast released at home. Oh, man, he comes back with a devastating clothesline.
So dangerous.
Yeah, Triple H got a bullseye on that knee. He finally found a weakness in this human beast of Brock Lesnar. Look at that. Lesnar can't even stand right now.
Now, look at him.
Door's open.
Yeah, Heyman is open to the door. He's begging for Lesnar to somehow crawl out of the ring.
Lesnar wants a quick exit.
Well, that's all he's got to do to win this thing. Quick or not.
Got to get through that door.
Let's go.
Can't walk.
From behind, right to the injured leg. Listen to Lesnar.
Yeah, this is serious. He's hurting. Is the game going to go ahead and win this?
Now Triple H looking to escape, and Heyman.
Oh.
Heyman shoved the referee out of the way, used the door to counter Triple H, and now Lesnar, Brock Lesnar. F5.
He's got it.
Is it enough?
Brock's actually in panic mode.
A chair, a cage match, come on.
Maybe you can do what you want and get it in there.
Sounds like a wounded animal.
No. This guy's a manhandling the official here.
What pain can do to drive a man.
Yeah, and he's in there against the game.
Oh, and now.
And the game has a bullseye on that leg.
Yeah, but it may not matter. Triple H unloading with the chair.
Brock Lesnar unloaded on.
Yes.
Watch, here's what happened moments ago as the game was trying to get out.
Right to the head. Now watch Brock's knee. On the F5.
Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurting bad. So perhaps he didn't get enough torque into the F5.
I don't even know how he got that much in it. He could barely stand there.
Easy for the Walrus to say shake it off.
Come on. He's what could be the greatest manager of all time. Show some respect, King.
Respect Heyman?
He's not competing.
Heyman doesn't care about Lesnar or anything else. He cares about his
Brock
money.
Lesnar just told his manager, my knee is bad, and Heyman says shake it off.
And go for the F5 again, and again, this time the knee buckles. This time the knee buckles under the weight of Triple H, and Triple H, he had a gleam in his eye as he saw the knee buckle, went right for the injured leg.
Oh, this is going to be big.
This is going to be the downfall of the beast. Heyman screaming.
And now it's Triple H's turn to unload.
Oh, man. Wow.
Back leg.
Whoa.
Heavy duty right there.
There's a bullseye on that wheel of Brock Lesnar.
That's got to do it right there. That's got to do it. At the door, Triple H.
Triple H knows how to finish. Triple H knows his way around a cage.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the cerebral assassin.
Stop. Please stop. Don't do this to him. Don't do this to him. Please stop.
Is Heyman actually asking for mercy? He's pleading. He's pleading with a man who had his arm broken twice by Brock Lesnar.
What managers do.
No, no, no. Stop, no. Please. Please. No. Oh, oh my God.
What an unexpected development.
JBL, did we just hear Brock Lesnar beg?
I think we might have, King. I can't believe it. Because he is hurt bad.
This may be as bad a shape as Brock Lesnar has ever been in any match he's been in.
Oh, look at that. He's going for Kimura.
He's got it.
Whoa. Triple H got caught. This may be Brock Lesnar's only hope, his only opportunity.
How did the game get himself caught in this?
And what's the game going to do to counter? Can he counter? Or is it over? Is Lesnar going to break the arm again?
Lesnar will break it, I promise you that.
Triple H breaks the Kimura. Now he goes right back to work on the injured leg.
Oh! I never dreamed I'd see Brock Lesnar hear him screaming.
Guys, this
Brock Lesnar is writhing in
this
pain.
This may put Brock Lesnar on the shelf for a long time.
Triple H perhaps going with a figure four. What has been Toys Rick
for? Oh, that's going to be a killer
figure
right
four
there.
Locked in Lesnar. Writhing in agony. Will he tap out?
That's one of the most painful holds there is, even when you don't have a knee injury. I don't know how he's withstanding this.
Brock Lesnar somehow trying to fight out of this. Triple H.
I don't know how long he can stay in that thing.
I have no idea. What a threshold of pain for Lesnar.
Hey, this guy's a beast.
And Heyman over there yelling, Brock, don't tap. Brock, don't tap.
You got to turn it over. If you turn it over, you're going to break the hold.
He's pleading with Lesnar to turn it over and try to reverse the pressure.
Break it hold.
He is giving him some sound advice. If Lesnar can...
Come over, there it is. Lesnar needed to do that.
That reverses the pressure.
Exactly. Now it's Triple H who's in pain.
Give an assist to Paul Heyman.
Triple H had to let go, but maybe the damage is done.
Lesnar, you got to get out of there.
Oh my God!
Lesnar just looked back. You got to wonder what he's
doing. There's no way.
Come on, are you kidding me?
Lesnar's gonna try to climb out of the cage on one leg.
He's up there.
That's incredible upper body strength.
He's still got to get up over the top of it. Fall to the floor.
What extra foot that they added to this cage?
Lesnar maybe.
He's up there. He's gonna get out. Look out! Look out! Look out!
Triple H right to the back leg.
Oh man. I think Lesnar's in tears.
Now it's Lesnar down. What's Triple H gonna do here?
The game's at home in a cage.
That guy, that's a sadistic
smile. He's gonna climb out.
What does it mean? Oh no! No.
Game
Lesnar.
No.
Last
Well, the game had obviously hitting the sledgehammer at the top of that cage before it could get down with it. Oh, no. Now, look out, Lesnar.
The last thing this crazy guy needs is a weapon.
Lesnar on one leg. Sledgehammer in hand.
Missed him.
Triple H. He goes through here. He steps through. Could be shot. Is he going for it?
Going for the sharpshooter.
He is. Triple H going for the sharpshooter.
And Lesnar's knee.
And he's got it.
They will not be able to withstand this.
More damage. More damage to the knee.
Is he tapping?
No. Is Lesnar going to tap for the sharpshooter?
That superhuman, how does he not tap?
No, I didn't.
How can he take that pain?
He didn't tap the figure four. Will he tap to the sharpshooter?
I don't know if there's anybody else in that dressing room right there that wouldn't have tapped out several minutes earlier than this.
Look at the way his knee is contorted, the pressure the game is applying there.
What in the world is keeping Brock Lesnar going?
Get out of it.
He's going in.
Hey, he's in the ring.
Just got to be wondering, what in the world do I have to do?
That is amazing. The pain this guy is going through with that injured knee, and then a perfectly executed pedigree, and it still kicks out.
Heyman sacrificed himself to take care of his client.
Well, thank goodness Triple H took care of Paul Heyman. This is a beautiful thing to behold.
Heyman suffered a pedigree for trying to take care of his gravy train, and Triple H developed pedigree to Lesnar, and Lesnar was able to kick out.
And now, finally, the game with Sledgehammer back in hand.
What two incredible athletes. What heart. What passion.
What hammer.
Whoa!
Heyman! Heyman went low!
That's my manager.
That's why Brock keeps hanging around.
I don't even know what to say. This is sickening.
Yeah, but it's not over yet, King.
Well, Brock can't even stand up without the assistance of the rope. And yet Triple H is completely down at the hands of
but King,
Paul Heyman.
He's got the assistance of a sledgehammer now. Look at that sick smile. This guy's an animal.
No,
that's a
good.
Sick, sick, sadistic man.
Triple H has no idea what's coming.
Oh!
He's rolling off the jaw.
Right on his jaw.
Triple H had moved. I think he's unconscious.
Imagine getting hit in the jaw with a sledgehammer.
So yeah, Triple H defenseless, helpless. I believe he's knocked out.
He's unconscious. He's covered here.
All he's got to do is cover him or simply walk out of the cage.
You're right, King. All you gotta do is walk out of the cage. I don't think Brock wants to end it that way.
Lesnar wants to punish Triple H.
Is he gonna try to?
He wants to physically punish him. Rub his face in it.
Oh man, Triple H is unconscious.
And look at this. Lesnar's doing this on one leg.
F5 to a helpless Triple H. Lesnar wins.
Yeah!